Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm very excited I got to sing that for you live. Welcome to Natch Butte, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte. Damn it, I love my job. I love what I do for a living. I love spending my time with you. I'm pumped. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Hunty, I am your host and your guide. Welcome. I am Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, the queen of creams, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. I feel like I left one out. Queen of Creams, host of the most serums. I might have left one out, but we love, honey. We love. I am Jackie J, your host. Welcome. I am so excited about my guest today, and this all happened so organically. This was not a guest I had on the books, TBH, which is no insult to my guest, because my guest has been the most repeated guest on Natch Butte. My guest is a returning guest, and if you are a Patreon, honey, then you recently heard her during the White Elephant game. In case you don't know, I invited over the Patreon honeys to my house, and we did a White Elephant game in my backyard of skincare that I provided, and I invited a couple of my friends, one of which is my guest today, and I recorded it and posted it on the Patreon for those who could not attend, and my guest got very into the game. So you can hear that on the Jackie J Patreon, patreon.com/JackieJohnson, if you would like to hear that. Not only is she enthusiastic about competitive games, but she is a beloved friend. Also, fun fact, one of the only few guests who has seen me completely naked. And I would argue, like, naked. Like, we were lying together in a Korean spot. I mean, angles, honey, they were there. So she's pretty much seen it all. That's her true claim to fame, other than her career, her comedy. Actress, writer, comedian, friend of the pod, skincare queen. Please welcome returning guest Lauren Adams.
Oh, man, that was such a nice intro.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I missed the Korean spot. Honestly, I was thinking about, I was like, when was the last time I was on Natch Butte? And I was like, oh, it was the Korean spa episode.
Which that was such a transformative day of my life. Yeah. And you were there.
Yeah, that was major. You were like that woman from the hot tub.
The woman from the hot tub with the amazing bangs. I mean, that told us she was an alien.
Yes, and she was like, knew she saw you where you were in that moment. Yes. Which was incredible.
She literally said, I'm getting a signal from above.
Yes.
And we were all nude in the hot tub.
And I believe every
Do you remember when you left me and I was the only person and then you came back and it was completely full? Yes. And I go, the gang's all here.
The spa hasn't been open since pandemic times, and I check often. Yeah. I like want to do a drive-by because I'm like, what if there's like some secret? My husband and I both have been doing this where he'll be like, I think that restaurant's secretly open. And I'm like, why would they be secretly open? But I think the spa, I'm like, is Olympic Day Spa secretly open?
But
and there's like a weird club that I can't get into.
I feel like COVID, and again, I have no medical training, would run rampant in that environment. Mean, don't you think in the steamy rooms?
It feels a hot, moist environment.
Yeah, I just feel like the COVID would really enjoy hanging out in there.
For sure, for sure.
So, who knows? Korean spas may be gone for good. I don't know.
Devastating.
We could always recreate one in my Roman bath shower.
You kind of do have like a perfect little setup to do a scrub.
Well,
we'll scrub each other.
We'll see. I mean, you know what? I'll put a mugwort tub in there.
Oh my gosh. Lovely.
It might be fun. Lauren, welcome to Natch Butte.
Thanks, friend.
Welcome
back. I'm so excited to be here.
I don't think you've been here since I've added the intro questions, but maybe you have.
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so. I have to ask them.
Yeah.
Even if you've answered them before, the first one I ask everyone is, what type of skin do you have?
Dry, baby.
Yeah.
Crispy, crunchy.
Yeah.
Dry. Yeah.
Dry.
Yeah. It's just, and now it's, I think maybe I'm adding mature.
Dry and mature.
Yeah. That's, I turn 39 next week, so.
Oh my gosh.
It's happening.
And you have, not to get too personal, you have not done a single piece of Botox or filler.
None.
That's incredible.
I know, but I'm heavy right now for myself. Like I gained some pandemic weight, and so I feel like my face is not looking its age right now because I've got a little.
You look incredible. You have gorgeous skin.
Well, I see your dermatologist now.
Yes.
And when I went the last time, I was like, I'm not against it. And he was like, honestly, just a little right here in between your eyes and you'd be set. And I was like, okay, so when I'm ready, I'm going to go see him.
I'm glad he was honest.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been to him.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah. I used to see Dr. Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And she's way too hard to get an appointment with now.
She's fancy.
Yeah. You have to be like Rachel Bilson or something. Mm-hmm. And then I would see her PA and who did my Accutane, who did Mono Agapian's Accutane. He did my friend Laura. Like I literally sent everybody to her.
Yeah.
But then she left a few years ago. And then I was seeing, this is not interesting. And then I saw the,
cut this out,
what's the blonde lady?
I don't know.
She's great.
Dr. Jolian.
I liked her, but no, they only do cosmetic now.
Yeah.
They won't even let me in to look at my boil. Well,
he will. He'll let you. You can
no, they told me no.
What?
I called.
I got a mole check.
I said, do you know who the fuck I am?
I got a mole check by him like in May.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll try again.
Try again.
Anyway.
I got my moles checked, baby.
What's the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
The first beauty product I ever bought or used, probably Lip Smacker specifically had a strawberry roll-on gloss.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Completely, and if I smelled it right now, my hymen would twinge.
Mine would too.
Yes.
I remember that so specifically.
Yes. Oh, it was
a light
sticky.
Pink color and so sticky.
Yes.
But sticky glosses are back.
Yes,
I think.
They are so back.
Okay, good. I'm glad I knew that.
I added a bonus question for every guest pertinent to their own interests. And because you are the Zola Registry queen, I would like you to tell me your favorite Zola Registry gift. There are a lot of engaged honeys out there.
Okay. So I am, I gave
Lauren Adams is the Zola Registry queen. She had passed me a ton of information that I then have passed on to many friends. Zola, listen, it feels illegal almost.
Something else for free that when we're not on air, I'm going to tell you about because I was sneaky. Anyway,
hey, you're following the rules, though.
I am following the rules. You're right. I'm following the rules. And I'll say shout out to Zola. Their customer service is unprecedented, next level.
This
incredible.
Is why I say use code NATCH because I use Zola. I'm a real life customer.
It is unreal. The favorite thing that we got, I think the thing that we're using the most often is our Dyson hand vac. It's awesome. Yeah. It's
I really need that.
Great. Like pet hair, you can take it out to the car. It's great.
Okay.
Cordless handbag.
Before I leave, I need to buy that because I do have some Zola credit.
Well, yeah.
And I'm still getting my 20% post-wedding discount, which is almost over next month.
They're going to extend it.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Okay. Thank you. I had a feeling that might happen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Zola. We love honey. Okay. And the last moral question is, what is the most beautiful thing about yourself?
Right now, I'm trying to be really kind about my career. And I think the most beautiful thing about myself right now is how my sensitive heart connects to my creative mind.
Oh,
I'm trying to be really good and kind to myself.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
I relate.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things going on in our lives. We just started our marriages, we bought houses, and everything doesn't hit at once. And you have to be very kind to yourself and be patient and honestly have the confidence in yourself to know that, honey, I got this.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be fine. Look how great I'm doing. Count your blessings. So I totally relate to
that. Thank you.
So since you were here in 2019, a lot has happened in your life. I just gave a lot of it away.
Yeah.
You were seeing your hunky man in 2019. Now y'all are married.
We're married.
You bought a home such as me.
Yeah. We got a dog.
You got a dog.
We got our cute little bunny dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Seth, he moved from Nashville. Like we were long distance.
Yeah.
So he moved from Nashville. So yeah, it's been 2020 was, as you know.
Yes.
For the books. Baby.
Yes, honey. And like me, you met your man on
Raya. I did not get a wedding gift.
We had to email.
Okay, I'll email.
Yeah. Honey, get
that
gift.
I want that bowl.
Well, they send one to everyone's different. Ben's friend got Raya merch. One person got a charcuterie board.
Okay, I'm going to email. I'll email.
Yeah.
We met on Raya.
It's a good.
I tagged them in our engagement photo, but maybe they.
No, that's got to
be.
You got to
email. Gotta get married.
You got to email. I don't think they checked their notifications.
Yeah, we met on Raya.
Raya's a dating app, for those of you who don't know. I don't know if it's still popping. I don't know what the deal is with it.
Either.
But you can find a husband on there.
We both did.
A bunch of people have.
So funny.
Eliza Schlesinger met her husband on there.
Interesting.
Kate Micucci met her husband on
it
there.
It was the one I went on the least dates on, feel like. But you just need the one.
I'm trying to remember. There are several others. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Kelly Oxford met her Hottie McHotterton boyfriend on there.
Dang.
And she was like, I don't think we're going to get married, but I want a bowl. Yeah. She saw my post. I was like, you know what? Honey, do you.
Email him.
Let's tell the honeys why you're here. Like how... Listen, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank
you. Specifically, you texted me something and
just
I said,
friend advice.
Yeah, and I said, no, we're taking this to the pod. I don't have personal conversations that aren't recorded anymore, honey. It's my living honey.
Well, yeah, I texted you the other night because as I was doing a self-tape at home, I was like doing my makeup and I realized everything is old and gross or like the wrong shade or out of style, I think, but I don't know what they are. I was like, my makeup bag is a freaking mess.
Yeah.
I have to ask Jackie, tell me what's in style. Tell me what to buy.
Yeah.
Like, are my brows too thick for today's world? I don't know the answer. They're very full right now because I don't get them waxed enough. But
the answer is no, but continue.
Thank you. Thank you. But I was like, I just don't know what skincare to wear. And I feel like all my makeup is bad and boring and tired. So I was like, please help me, my friend. And you were like, we're taking it.
To the pod.
To the pod.
Well, there hasn't been a makeup episode from me in a while. I had Edwin on the other day. It was really insightful and great.
Yeah.
But I have been studying like the Torah, the makeup trends going on.
Thank
you know,
you.
Are you on TikTok?
I am, but I don't, I'm like not good at it. Yeah. I don't post. I'm just.
Yeah, you're a same. I'm more of a voyeur.
Yeah.
But, and I feel like at this point, TikTok should sponsor Nash Butte because it comes up every episode, but it is what it is. It's where everything's happening. If you've noticed, Instagram is dying.
Yeah.
It is dying out, and it is all about the TikTok, and the beauty of TikTok is that the algorithm learns who you are and what you like, and it just sends you gifts. It is terrifying. It just sends you these gifts, and I would like to think, although I don't personally implement them all, I know what's going on in the makeup scene.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of information for you.
Great. I'm actually so thrilled.
And so I thought it would be fun to share it with the honeys as well.
Yes.
There are going to be some, unfortunately, visual things that you're not going to be able to see. If you're on Patreon, you will get to see it. Anything for my Patreon, honeys.
Yeah, you're good.
But I will link everything on the nashbeauty.com so everyone can see what I'm showing Lauren.
Perfect. I'm really excited.
I'm really glad. Before we do this, I realize, so are you not a skincare queen anymore? You're telling me you don't even know any skincare to use?
I know what skincare to use.
Yeah.
I feel okay about skincare. I feel like I just, like once I get past my like moisturizer and sunscreen, then I'm
you're
done.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Great.
My skincare, I'm actually loving something I got at the White Elephant, which is that vitamin C toner spray.
Wait, what
the
is
Andalou?
It?
The You told me you
oh,
like,
I love that.
It's great.
I fucking love that
And I
product.
Was thinking about the full circle moment about how you didn't use toner and I brought you a
yes,
toner.
True.
And now I'm using a toner that
it's
you were
true.
Like, that's my favorite toner.
You gave me that Acure toner and I loved it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good toner.
I repurchased. And that's big for the Jaxter to do a repurchase.
Yeah. So I'm loving that spray toner.
I would repurchase that as well. A honey sent me that.
Oh.
That works for, I want to say works for Andalou or the parent company of Andalou. Thank you to that, honey. I'm sorry I don't have your name off the top of my head. We love to see it.
Yeah, it was great.
They make this, I have it in my bathroom, they make this CC cream that smells like that same orange. It's from that same orange C line, and I'm up Susie.
Is it good for just an everyday easy breezy? Okay.
Yes.
It's good to know.
So can you just tell us real quick, because you are famously a skincare queen slash a mask queen, and I'm not sure if you've fallen off the masks. Last time you checked, you said, I'm in love, and I just have let it go, and I appreciate that, because we're on our phones too much anyway.
I gotta get it back up and running. Maybe I'll just start doing TikToks of masks.
No, that's such a good idea.
Okay, I'll just start it. I'll start doing it.
You could
I've never done a TikTok.
You could do lip syncs, too, with the masks on.
Okay, you have what to
if,
teach me.
Hold on. What if you did the mask, but with a mask on?
Like Jim Carrey's mask?
Yeah, like smoking.
Well, that's why my masks are one to
five. There you go.
Yeah.
Tie it. Honey, we're all about them ranting here.
Already. I think that's Ace Ventura.
It is, but I'll take it. We love an Easter egg, though. You know, funny offshoot. My little nephew is 7, and he came up to my sister and goes, oh my gosh, do you know Jim Carrey? Was like showing my sister Jim Carrey.
Like she would have never heard
of him. Yes, from Sonic the Hedgehog. All these kids love him because I guess he's the villain.
Oh, that's so funny.
And my
funny.
Sister literally texted me like, I'm offended. He thinks I don't know Jim Carrey. Yeah. My sister and I were like his biggest fans. Yeah. Biggest fans.
Yeah. There's that moment in Pen 15 where I'm like, oh yeah, that is how like you were a funny, that's how you were funny as a kid.
Yes.
Is like you could just reenact.
Yes.
Or quote.
Yes.
A Jim Carrey movie.
Same with, it for me, college was like Anchorman.
Yeah.
Like I Love Lamp.
Yeah.
And We're Going Streaking Through the Quad. Like all those Will Ferrell-y kind of.
It's like how you're testing out being funny before you can like come up with your own jokes.
Exactly. Yeah. We love a nostalgia. So can you give us your current faves, just routine skincare? Because you are a trusted source.
Yeah, I think maybe we talked about this either, maybe it was an Instagram live we did in early like shut quarantine.
We were trying to pull off some Insta lives, and
there were just too many.
We were competing against Cardi B and Nicki Minaj,
Oprah's,
you know.
And
remember we did that one, I'm just gonna say it, Epicurean mask that was not good.
It was bad, and then they got mad.
And they got mad at us.
I think I told you then, and I'm still in it. I'm doing pretty basic skincare stuff.
You paired your routine back a couple years ago.
And I'm still there, kind of. I'm using a CeraVe moisturizing cleanser.
Keeping it basic.
Yeah. If I double cleanse, I'm using the Clean It Zero, Vanilla Clean It Zero Balm to take makeup, break down makeup. And then at night, I'm using just like the rose water spray. And
the one you got from the clothing or from the white elephant.
But I also have another one. I love that.
Yeah.
Rose water spray.
Yeah. Same.
And right now is Shiseido serum. And then some nights retinol. And then the night cream that I'm using is just the First Aid Beauty.
You love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have psoriasis and it's like really good and gentle.
Have you noticed a change in formula only because they were bought?
It's less thick.
Yeah.
But I still am getting good results from it. And then daytime, I'm not washing face in the morning. I'm doing the vitamin C toner spray.
Is that from Charlotte Palomino? Is that why you don't wash in the morning anymore?
I never really did. I would sometimes splash water, but like I'm dry and I don't need to. That vitamin C spray. And then sometimes I'm using the glass skin serum from
Peach and Lily.
Sometimes nothing. And then I'm doing a daytime moisturizer. Are you ready for what I'm using?
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm in high school again. I'm using the Aveeno like brightening daily lotion.
I don't want that.
I love it.
No, I don't like that for you.
You don't? You think I need something fancier? My skin is
not
responding.
It is like a big corporate-y brand. Yeah.
I like the weight of it and that it has shimmer because I feel old. Maybe you're going to fix me with makeup, but I'm feeling old.
The only one off the top of my head similar to that is the dewy skin cream from Tatcha, but that shit ain't cheap.
I mean,
gorgeous though. My God.
Is it?
In the purple jar? It's incredible.
Listen, I'll get it, especially because Sephora's return policy is so good.
Yeah.
And then I'm using a La Roche-Posay
sunscreen.
Sunscreen. And then for CC cream right now, I'm using the Boots No. 7 CC cream, which has been a favorite of mine for forever and ever.
Well, you used to use the juice.
Yeah.
I still like that one.
I like that one. The number 7 one is even like more sheer. It's so sheer. And I feel like, again, because I'm feeling like my skin is more mature, it doesn't settle in my lines.
Yeah.
I did stand up very briefly. I'm not great at it. I don't love it. But I did a show with Janine Garofalo and she was the best, coolest, girliest.
She's so tiny, right? She's
very tiny.
Like petite.
So petite and was like wanting to talk about like tinted moisturizer and facial sprays in the green room. And I was like, I love this. I didn't expect her to be like, yeah, you want to talk? She was like,
queen?
I don't wear. She was a skincare queen.
Do I need to get her on Nash
Butte? Maybe you should. I should have told you
she's
this
an
before,
icon. We love.
But she sprayed me with a facial spray in a green room. Like that's what level we're talking about here. She was like, try this spray.
Hey, she carries a facial spray in her
bag. And she was like, she talks about her work too on stage, which I like love that she's very open about what work she's had. And she was like, I don't wear foundation anymore. I only wear a tinted moisturizer because when you get old, it settles in your lines.
Yes.
And I feel like she's in my brain.
Yes.
So maybe you should get Janine Garofalo.
No, I can try to make that happen. I would. Icon.
I
you think
her.
She'd come to Pasadena and come to my studio?
Yeah. She seems real chill.
My echoey studio.
She seems regular. I don't know. She seems so cool.
I've been around her a good amount of times. Yeah. Just green rooms, parties and whatnot.
Nice.
But she's, we love her.
Sprayed me with a facial spray from her purse.
Oh my God.
Lovely.
I want to know what it is.
I don't remember. It was a blue bottle. If anyone has any hot tips on what facial spray.
I might try to hunt it down too.
Yeah.
She might answer DMs. Maybe I'll just ask her.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time.
I'm really excited.
I don't even honestly know where to start. So I have decided that I am only going to be wearing quote unquote clean beauty.
Okay.
And I've only given you those options as well.
That's fine.
I know both of us are going to be mommies at some point.
Yeah.
And these are things we start to think about yeah. once we have that, oh, I think I'm going to maybe have a kid sooner
than
later.
You can't use anything on your skin. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. And do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anybody. And again, yeah. I'm going to sprinkle this into the show. I don't want y'all to be like, oh shit, Jackie's never going to use whatever anymore.
For sure.
But for now, I'm experimenting with the clean products.
Why not?
And they've come such a long way. And there's so many fucking cute brands out right. there. That I've done the same for you.
Thank you.
So this whole look we're going to achieve
is
going to be
I'm excited.
Clean, green, whatever greenwash word you want to use.
We love it.
And we are fine with that.
With being marketed towards.
Yeah, you know. We're
market
doing,
to me, baby.
Well, I just can't even tell you. I've gotten the I'm pregnant, help me text from every yeah. woman I've ever met. And
I mean,
they start scanning their products and being like, my perfume's a 9 on the Think Dirty scale or whatever. And I'm like, I get that. Danielle Fishel started her hairline because of that.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting ahead of the curve.
Yeah, that's why not.
When we get the call that, oh, we're going to be a mom.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, cool.
You're ready.
Look how good my face looks
I still
already.
Look good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's extremely helpful.
Yes.
Extremely helpful.
So do you know who Michaela Noguera is?
No.
She's come up on Attribute a good amount because she's my favorite human. She's
okay.
a 23, maybe 22-year-old in Boston on TikTok.
Oh.
She has amazing skin. Obviously, doesn't look like us. I mean, she's 22. Not a line on her face. She's an angel. But a woman on TikTok who is around our age said to Michaela, help me. I feel like I'm doing my makeup the same. I'm doing my makeup since I was like in high school.
That's how I feel.
And Michaela did a millennial makeup tutorial.
No.
It's only 3 minutes long.
Oh, no.
So I have it.
Yeah.
We can watch it. I'll edit out the time so yeah. the honeys
Let's
don't
do
hear it.
Let's watch.
But I think it's exciting and this will start our conversation.
Okay, I'm ready.
So let me find.
She does makeup from like when we were in peak. Or she just does a tutorial for how we need to do our makeup.
A tutorial for how to do
oh,
your makeup.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to do like a white eyeliner and...
Okay, here we go.
Rachel's a millennial who hasn't changed her makeup routine in years. Beautiful.
Don't we love her accent?
It's so good. Look at her beautiful forehead.
See?
Product.
See? Do you use a gripping primer?
No.
I don't either. See what
fuck?
I mean?
And I powdered today because it was hot as fuck outside.
I'm telling you. So
and I look old.
Michaela's already spitting the truth.
I love her. Okay, I gotta start.
Michaela Nida, Hag Candy Hydrant Primal, or the Elf Jelly Pop are all good options.
I just want to say none of those are clean.
Yeah.
So we'll work on a clean
okay.
gripping primer for you. But if not, I would get the e.l.f. one because it's super cheap.
Gripping primer is not even in my vocabulary
no,
until
same.
This moment.
No, same.
Fuck.
This ups the game so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Using a lot of powder, you want something that sets itself. So a stick foundation would be great for you. This is the Hourglass Vanish Stick. Just go ahead and put some on the skin.
So I don't think you need this. This is for like
this is
full coverage. You don't need this step.
Yes.
And also I've used this product. It's she thick.
Okay.
We're skipping this part.
Okay.
Instead, we're going to give you a clean light foundation.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah.
Now, whether you use a brush or a sponge or your hands, that's a preference. I myself use a beauty blender and I just buff it in.
I love her voice
See,
so much. God dang.
Sorry in advance, but this has to be 2 pats. I'll see you over there.
Pats.
Hey. She always goes, go to Pat 2. Okay, so that was part one. What have we learned? We need a primer.
We need a gripping primer because we're not going to be using powder because
yes.
I'm old.
Yeah, the powder will seep in and ruin
crack
our lives.
And crags in my lines,
yes.
which it's doing now, I'm certain, because I had to go to an audition today.
It makes perfect sense why I look in the mirror 5 minutes after I do makeup and I'm like, that's my mother.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
It's the worst.
So maybe if we get a gripping primer, it'll help.
Okay.
Okay.
Sunken in and slightly dagged under eyes that I want to cover up. But if you don't have that problem, don't worry about it. But I'm using the L'Oreal Infallible Concealer. I put a little here, and to give a lift, a little there.
You see this?
An arrow into my sponge, I just blend that out.
That's technique. I mean, the check. It was like a little, just a little
yes,
check.
Yes, a little in the little top, in the inner eye, and a little in the outer eye going upwards.
No, you don't really have dark under. And I don't really have dark under eyes, so I don't usually do any under eye concealer.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. I do.
Do you?
I do more for just covering up. There is a little bag forming for me.
I also...
It's a little one. It's a little carry-on.
Cute. A cute bag. One of those baguette bags.
Yeah.
I kind of... And maybe this is like my desire to look like some sort of like French woman, but I kind of like a little blue under eye. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think it has... Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty.
Yeah.
And one time Kat Bardot, who I know is a friend of the pod, she did my makeup and she was like, I love how dark your eyelids are. She was like, you have brown eyelids and that's really great.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to put anything on them. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that is cool. You have built-in eyeshadow.
I guess.
Keep watching.
Oh my gosh, I'm so...
Oh, P.S. We're getting you a brush set. That's later.
Okay.
She says she uses a beauty blender. That's... No. Next up is the brushes. I have a whole presentation. Okay, next.
Blush. This is shade Rose Romance. Take a little on your finger, and we're going to go up, because we want to lift the face. Looks like I cut myself. Now just blend it out. I use two fingers, and I just tap. We're not doing contour, highlight, none of that, but I do recommend a bronzer just to give warmth to the face. I'm using the Milani Sunkissed Bronzer. Tap your bronzer. Don't do circular motions. We don't want to disrupt
Do you currently use bronzer?
So I do. I use an RMS Beruti bronzer that has been
perfect.
That's been a mainstay staple in my, and I think that I'll keep her.
Yes.
Everything else I'll throw away.
And this liquid blush, I have one.
It's great.
I have a rec for you. No,
okay.
not.
Oh,
I,
okay.
Not,
you have a rec. Okay.
I have a
clean rec.
Based off of all my research.
Great.
We'll get to it.
See how radiant we are? Mm-hmm. Now, I see you harshly fill in your brows. I do the same thing. I think it looks dope. But I do want to recommend using a tinted brow gel. I think it would really flatter you. So this is Benefit Gimme Brow. All you would do is run this up your brows and push upwards. Sorry, there's got to be a path 3 to...
Okay, so you also only need a brow gel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have one for you.
Okay.
Let's do part 3. This is where it all comes together.
Oh my gosh, she's doing great. I love her.
I know. Makeup for millennials. I trust her with my life.
I'm just doing the brows, combing upwards. See how I'm pushing the hairs up and giving them color and volume. For the eyes, we're keeping it really simple. I think you would actually love the NAS Mini Orgasm Palette.
Nice.
It has the perfect colors for a soft eye look. I'm taking a fluffy blending brush. I'm going to dip into this matte shade. And just softly run that through the soft eye. I'm using a really.
I could never dream to do like a little pink eye like that.
I know, but I think it would be good for you.
I always just use like a silvery gray.
No, but that's aging you.
Brush, I'm going to dip into this pink here.
Dip.
I'm just placing that right on the lid. Going to put this really light shade in my inner corner.
Look how bright and fresh she looks.
Under the brow bone. Now, add your favorite mascara. I'm using the Marc Jacobs Major Volume Mascara.
I think that mascara sucks.
Hashtag sponsored gloss by Doll Beauty. And to make sure the makeup doesn't move, the Pure Matte Mist. So here's the look.
Look how gorgeous.
See you have the glow.
Dang.
Contour highlighter. I hope this was helpful.
Okay. I love that fresh pink eye.
Now I'm going to show you the girl that she...
Oh, yes.
The end result. And it is so exciting. Okay, let me find it.
Because she does all that. She goes and
okay,
does
here it is. So this is the old look. Looks like us, right?
That's me. Makeup. That's me. Yeah, that's literally me.
Watch this. This is she bought everything Michaela said.
She looks so much younger. She looks much younger.
Difference. Did you see the before and after?
The shape of her face is different.
I'm telling you.
She looks so much younger.
You have to do what Michaela said.
Okay, yeah.
You have to do what Michaela said.
I have to.
I trust this woman with my life.
Okay, wait. I'm going to follow her on TikTok. I don't think I know how to follow anyone. I need you to show me.
I'll send you all of this.
I need you to show me.
But like literally this is me. This before is me. It's
I mean,
you.
That's me. It's me
no,
right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you. That's why
you
when,
feel like
when you texted
me,
I was like, I have literally what I'm going to show you.
I can't fully wait. Can I see that again?
Yeah. So it says the old look. Haven't changed my makeup in 15 years. Struggling millennial.
I cannot.
My cry for help went viral on TikTok. Oh no, Sissy's flies too late.
I can't
believe
it.
She looks
it.
20 and she's our age.
I can't believe
look
it.
Look at that.
The side by side is unbelievable.
It looks like you and your mom hanging out. The side by side, before and after. It looks like a woman and her mom. A 20-year-old and her mom.
I cannot believe that. I can't believe it.
And this
it.
Is not a professional makeup artist.
No,
she
that's
followed
just...
Michaela's tutorial and bought everything she said, which we're not going to do. We're going to do clean dupes. But look at that.
I cannot, like, look at her face shape.
No, I know.
She's standing in the same space. So it's not even that she's like tricking
us. I think her hair is in the front
and
one.
She parted it in the middle because she's trying to be cool.
She's being a millennial, which you already have that.
I know. My part, I started wearing in the middle because I feel bullied by Gen Z. And that's okay.
So anyway.
Bully me.
I really am excited for you. Just this already, I feel, has excited you.
I can't believe the difference.
It's really wild.
I really can't. I can't believe the difference, Jackie.
I know. It's exciting.
That is bananas. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. So that was the first thing I was going to show you. I have so many TikToks on here that I don't even remember what they all were.
What's Michaela's last name?
It's Naguera. If you type in M-I-K-A-Y-L-A, she will pop up.
Okay.
She has 10 million followers or something insane. I trust her with my life. And before y'all ask, I tried to get her an attribute last year for TikToktober. We emailed a few times back and forth, and then she stopped responding to me. She's extremely busy and really thriving and successful, and I don't blame her at all. But yes, I have tried to get her an attribute because she's my best friend. She's my best friend.
Spell her name again.
It's M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. Is she not popping up?
Oh, no, she's there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have the links to these specific videos because if not, you're going to have to dig through 100 years of stuff. Okay. Next up, I'm going to show you. Let's see what this is.
I don't.
I use P. Louise. NYX has a great one. MAC Cosmetics, you can use a concealer. For this look, I'm going to use the Bobbi Brown.
So already I'm like, fuck, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
Do you ever wonder why your eyeshadow looks like fucking shit?
That's why.
But you have to use an eye primer.
I love how she's like, I don't care who you are.
No, she's the best. She's the most refreshing voice in beauty, which is why she has a million bajillion followers. And she has a palette out, and I did buy it. And I had to fight, like, children online
that's
to
fine.
Get it.
You're an adult. You deserve the palette
exactly.
More.
Okay. Do you have brushes?
I do. They're so old.
Okay, I have a.
I wash them.
No,
but
I have one that I want you to buy.
Okay,
and I have a cheaper version too, in case you don't want to invest. Yeah.
I highly, highly recommend the Luna Beauty brush set. This is the best brush set. It has every brush you could need for an eye look. If you're looking for good brushes, check this one out. We're gonna start with a transitional color right in the crease. I'm gonna go in with this light brown shade. The number two brush. It's a big, fluffy blending brush. Make sure I got a good amount of shadow on the brush. Very gently start going back and forth to lay that color down. We're doing our Swiffer sweep of motions, keeping it in the crease. Go to pat two.
We will go to pat two. I can't believe I need to get a gripping primer and an eye primer.
I know.
I'm not doing either of
those. I know, but that's why your lines show. That's why.
That's why I'm a girl.
The kids are here.
That's why I'm gross.
The kids are here to help.
Thank you, kids.
I'm going to take the Luna Beauty number one. This is a bigger, fluffy.
I got to look into
brush.
The Luna Beauty. I don't know about these brushes. I'm not mad at it.
I'm just going to go right along top of this and get rid of the hash line. It's going to blend right up to the brow. And I just go in these very small circles.
So already this looks more modern than like what you and I would
be
doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Swift motions too, like this. And now it's much more diffused.
Yeah, that's
number
pretty.
Three brush. This is a medium blending brush. Deepen the outer V with this darker shade. Start with a little, not too much. Right in my outer V here, and I'm just tapping it on. Just
she's saying she's going right in her what?
I do these very small circles.
The inner eye, the corner of her inner eye. I'll send you all these.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people find that their shimmers tend to be dull. Use a glitter glue. This is the NYX glitter glue. Highly recommend. I just tap it right on the lid. With your finger, go right in with your shimmers. Tap it on. Go to
bed.
Welcome to pat
I mean, already so much more modern.
Glitter glue?
Yeah, that's again.
I think that's a step too far. Can I say?
You don't have to do a glitter glue. You don't have to.
Okay.
You could just do the regular shimmer shade with your finger. If you don't, because again, I'm trying to be more natch, so I'm not trying to put glitter glue on my damn face. Yeah. Okay, let's see if this is part three. Here we go.
What are you doing an eyelid for people who don't know what the fuck they're doing? Now, we lay down that shimmer. On this side is hash. You can see the hash line there. On this side, it's nice and blended and smooth. Take your medium blending brush and go right on top of the shimmer to blend it with that deep brown shade we put in the outer V. That way, there's no hash line and it seamlessly blends. Luna Beauty number 6. Taking the original brown shade we started with, and I'm just going to very gently put that on the lower lash line to give it a little bit of extra dimension. Just go back and forth.
She's only used 3 colors.
Yeah, it looks so pretty.
Don't show it. I'm going to line my tight line. Is it Urban Decay 24/7 liner? Literally just go like this. It's kind of cringy.
Because she's on her waterline underneath, right?
I do that.
The rest is up to you. You can add mascara, call it a day. You can add some liner and lashes. I, of course, am going to add liner and lashes. And that's all there is to it. I hope this tutorial was easier to follow. I hope you know what the fuck you're doing now. If you try to create it, tag me, duet me. I really want to see how you guys do. Welcome to
I love her.
Easy.
Yeah.
No, she's not a secret.
Yeah.
She has... As of right now, 6.5 million followers.
I know, I saw 6.5 million.
She's my favorite human being on the planet. I mean, ask Ben. He's like, I hear her voice all day long.
He married her.
Yeah, like in bed, in the bath, like wherever I'm at, I'm watching Michaela. I got to see what she's up to every day.
Yeah.
She's incredible, and I'm excited for her career.
Wow. She really changed my life in just a few short minutes.
Just looking at your eye look now...
I literally have that millennial eye.
Yeah. You look like that before photo. And I'm not trying to be an asshole.
But it's true.
I mean, you look great, but you're about to.
It's just the makeup I've done for 20 years.
Exactly. I'm telling you, the kids. The kids are here for us.
Thanks, kids.
Okay.
I'm really glad.
Now I'm going to open my folder that I made for you on my Instagram. Accounts you need to follow and accounts.
Okay.
That I have saved some of these things to show you.
Okay.
I literally can't handle Andre's baby, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's very, very cute.
Yeah. My friend, Andre Vermeulen, who's been on Attribute, has a baby that is literally the cutest baby.
So cute.
Okay. Everyone's having fucking babies. Okay. Let me go to the bookmarks. There are a couple accounts. Where is it? Lauren Adams Makeup.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know who Katie Jane Hughes is?
Yes, I know Katie Jane Hughes and I love Katie Jane Hughes.
So my goal in life is to be her.
Yeah.
She is essentially the Michaela of the woman of our age group.
Yeah.
She's British, so her voice is extremely calming and soothing. And she's a professional makeup artist. And what I love about her is, like you, she has fucking gorgeous skin. And as far as I can tell, she's very real.
Yeah, she is someone who, like, I felt she was like a Weleda ambassador. And I was like, that's my jam.
Yes.
I love Weleda.
You love a skin food.
Yeah.
And my goal in life is to have her skills, her complexion, and her fun with makeup.
She has so much fun. Like that. Like that.
So you can do that. You have her same fucking face.
Okay.
Like, you both have a really good nose. You have great lips. You have her same eye color. Your eyebrows are better. You could fucking be doing... So look, I saved a few for you.
Okay.
This one is very similar to the one that Michaela just did.
Yeah,
it's
the peachy eye.
Peachy, bright, young, clean, fresh.
I love the fluffy here's lashes.
Here's something I want you to try of hers.
Okay.
A smoky wing.
Oh, I love a smoky wing.
With a soft, smudgy pencil. A little bit on right next to the lash line. Blend it with the number 18 brush from my KJH Spectrum Kit. Apply more where you want the wing to begin. Gently stretch that pigment out with the 23 brush. This brush was designed so it's soft enough for use around the eyes and the eyebrows. Keep working until it's where you want it to be.
I love that.
I love that.
So
I love that.
I need to see a smoky wing on Lauren Adams.
A smoky wing.
With a little, like a, it looks like a neutral charcoal brown.
Charcoaly. Okay.
So I have smoky a few wing. Different Katie right. Jane Hughes. Favorite. If nobody follows Katie Jane Hughes, follow her. Look at this one. Fresh.
Yeah, I really love that.
Simple.
That's more of that kind of like peachy moment.
And then what I love is she's got all these other people on her Instagram that did the same look, and they're all different ages, skin tones.
Yeah.
And it looks so good on literally everyone. Look.
Oh.
Goals.
Yeah, beautiful.
So speaking of Katie Jane Hughes, you got to buy her brushes because I want them, but I can't justify purchasing them because I have 7,000 brushes. But I feel like if you want to up your game, you want to be an artist, you got to have the good brushes. I mean, you heard Michaela.
Yeah, that's, I don't have the tools. That's for sure.
I have another option if you don't want to pay for them because they are not cheap.
How much are they?
The Spectrum Collection Katie Jane Hughes, and they're that beautiful green color.
I'm looking at them on her website right now.
They are $145.
Okay, all right.
For 11, but it's 11 brushes. If I mean, you break it down,
yeah,
not a ton. They look super nice quality. If you don't want to do those, I think we might need to check out the ones Michaela talked about because, again, I do trust her with my life.
What were those called?
I don't remember. I'll look it up. But then there's La Butte Soie.
Okay.
These brushes are, they're sold out, but it's only $24.
Oh, that's great.
For 10 pieces.
Great.
And these are they made here? They're based here and they use Korean machines to cut them Korean style. And she explained this to me, the owner. I've met her at beauty conventions and things. They're a really high quality product for a really fair price. And it's a female owned brand.
Yeah, I'm on their website now.
So I recommend a good brush set. If you're still dabbling and you don't really want to invest in the Katie Jane Hughes, get you a La Butte Soie. And I do believe I'm saying that wrong. This one is $24.
I think you're saying it, right?
$24.
Yeah, they have a couple that aren't sold out.
Yeah.
That pink one is cute, though.
Yeah, I tried to pick a color that I think you would like.
Yeah, that
label. So get those.
Okay.
But we have to get you brushes because this is new you, new makeup.
Yeah.
We have to listen to Michaela. She said you need brushes.
She said.
And we have to listen to her.
She said. We have to listen.
Yeah, I would take a bullet for her at this point.
Go to Pat, too.
She's so refreshing.
It also feels like I'm like, of course she's using Mac Jacobs mascara. Nas.
I know, you should hear Ben, because he hears her all the time, and he's always quoting her, too. So that's step one.
Okay.
Is getting the brushes.
All right.
I honestly, if it were up to me, I want you to get the Katie Jane Hughes, but I understand it is expensive.
I'm like, maybe I'll treat myself to those if I like do a good job. Maybe I'll dip my toe in with little Butte Soie, and then like my birthday's coming up too.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Do I need to send this to Seth? Do I need to plant a seed?
Sir.
The other thing, there's two other people, and you don't necessarily have to follow them, but I decided that we need to go look at people who look like you and see what they're doing on their makeup.
I think that's smart. I should have thought of that.
And the one person that reminds me, and I hope this is a compliment, is obviously Cara Delevingne, because y'all both have the icy blue eyes and the brows, honey.
Okay.
So are you wondering if brows are in, honey? They're in.
Okay.
And so I saved a bunch of photos of her. Some of them are professional makeups from her own jobs. Some of them are just her living her damn life. Here's her on the cover of Variety.
I love that. She looks fresh.
She looks fresh. She's got a mauve-y gloss lip.
Yeah.
Fresh, clean skin.
Yeah.
A little bit of a mauve-y cheek and a brow.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows are a statement. You don't even have to do a lot of eye makeup. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you got the brows.
I got the brows.
And the brows will keep you fresh no matter what.
That's good to know, because I have them. They're here.
Yes, but a lot of us don't.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. See, this is a little more kooky.
That is kooky.
Lauren just showed me a photo of Cara Delevingne with an orange lip and a pink eye. I only saved ones that I feel would be more achievable for you.
My everyday.
But I will say, I found this on multiple accounts, including Katie Jane Hughes, a little bit of a blue one.
I like the blue. I like the colored eyeliner. Yeah. That feels fun.
Yeah. And again, you could pull this off. Look, it's very a neutrally coral lip.
Yeah. And that haircut.
Brows for days and a tiny little blue wing.
Yeah. When was that? That was 4 days
ago. I can send you all these.
Yeah. Send them to me.
Because this, and then the other one is this Lily Collins. Look at this look. These are colors of lipstick that I would avoid because I was like, oh, that's an old lady lip.
Yeah,
this
it looks
corally mauve, just a little lip.
Her brows are great.
And eyebrows and mascara.
Yeah.
Honey, look how fresh.
I don't want to wear eyeliner if I don't have to.
I saved this one. This sort of looks like the Michaela.
I love that.
The second Michaela look.
I love that.
It's a tiny bit of the brown. Your eyebrows
are
your look.
Yeah.
So never fucking get rid of them.
I'll
kill you.
I can't. They just grow.
Yeah. Good. I will come to your house with Michaela
Oh, no.
No. If I get her here, sorry.
She's in the studio.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to make her go get a mani and pedi with me. Like, I'm not going to.
Fun.
You know what I mean? I know. I just, what can I say? I want her to be my best friend. This one's a little more
I like that. That's again that like peachy pinky thing happening, which I really do.
We never did peachy pinky eye. Never. That was, that never happened in our day.
No.
The kids are all about the pinky peach.
It's really cute. We had like a shell pink Clinique that we did, but it was like very frosty.
Yes, the frost.
You know, I wanted to, and I tried to dabble in, and I got this like, when I was in Japan with Seth, he was very sweet. I like made him go into every drugstore to try to find this cream to powder eyeshadow that was recommended to me. And there was like a pinky one that I wanted. And then I just was too nervous to ever really wear it. And I wasn't using an eye primer, so maybe it just looked bad. It always looked chunky.
We're going to try
a gripping primer.
I cannot wait to see you in a pinky peach look.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you and then you can give me notes and then I'll, you know.
Okay, I can't wait. So now we're going to talk products specifically.
Okay.
Okay. The first product that I've not tried, but Michaela recently talked about this, is Versed.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
the
Mood
Lightening Glow Drops.
Oh.
These are like the Cover Effects drops.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the clean version.
Oh, cool. So I can add it to my moisturizer. I can add it to my sunscreen.
Yeah, she just puts it on as a foundation.
Oh, cool.
And you have a tiny, because I know you love a dewy, clean look.
I do.
And your skin, again, is so beautiful.
Thank you.
You don't need to cover it up. So I would recommend getting one of these.
They have this at Target.
Perfect.
I don't know if they have the makeup, but I see the skincare
at Target. Yeah, $17.99.
Great.
So not too bad.
Oh.
Have you ever used Kosas?
Yeah, yeah.
So I recently had on Celeste Thomas, who is a nurse, but she's also like a holistic lady. And she has beautiful eyebrows. And she said that the Kosas eyebrows are the best. They are better than Benefit. They are better than going and getting your brows laminated. She just went on and on about how fucking great they are. I have ordered some. They're not here yet. And I got them at Credo.
Yeah.
And I cannot fucking wait.
I'm excited.
You have to get that, the brow gel for your color.
Okay. All right. I like Kosas stuff.
Yeah. And for anybody who's interested, apparently if you go to their website, you can order a sample
of of everything.
And they'll send you little samples, because I think at this stage, I'm not trying to spend $30 on a shitty product I'm going to hate.
Yeah.
So if there is a sample option, I take it.
Yeah. They're called, they do try at home is what it's called.
Yeah.
And they're like little minis.
Yes. It looked really cute.
And you pay for them, but you get credits when you buy your full size.
Oh, yes.
So. Yeah, so, it looks like this. Isn't that so cute?
It's adorable.
Yeah.
And because I want...
Instagram Target to me and it works.
I want to get a lot of Kosas. I've heard that their tinted oil is really nice.
Someone used the tinted oil on me on set a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I took a picture because it looked so good.
Yeah.
And so I have my color.
Yeah.
It was great. And well, it lasted all night. Yeah, maybe I should. Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to get you to look 20.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Pull off the Michaela makeover. We do that first step, those Versed drops with that oil on it.
Yeah.
Kosas oil?
Yeah.
Hunty.
Then I'm glow. I'm a glow.
Yeah,
I'm
and you're done. That's all you need.
People are like, may I see your ID?
Yeah, excuse me, ma'am. You cannot buy that kombucha.
I need to see your ID.
You are too young. Exactly. They're going to go, wait, is that Michaela? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
And you go, go to Pat 2.
Go to Pat 2. And they're like, ma'am.
Yes. Can we get your autograph, ma'am? Okay. Have you used Ilia?
Yeah, I like Ilia. I'm using, I have those drops right now. They're
the
like,
serum sunscreeny stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Which I really like.
Yeah.
And I like the SPF of it. And they're not for an oily skinned person.
No.
They are for a dry skinned girl, but they are great.
But I will say Charlotte threw them some shade recently.
Because of their SPF.
The price.
Oh yeah. It's very.
She says it's literally like $250 a use.
It's so.
Because it's such a small bottle. I was sent one.
Yeah.
And it's like hard for me to repurchase because it is expensive.
I know. And Charlotte was trying to use enough to get you the sun protection,
yes.
Which I'm always using sun protection underneath.
Same.
And then also sometimes a spray.
No, I do a spray too. Yes.
But if you're using enough to get sun protection, it really is like half the bottle.
Yes. So proceed with caution, but it is a beautiful product.
Yeah, it is.
The Ilia concealer is really nice.
I've never used their concealer.
Yeah. I really like it. So that might be an option for your lifting up concealer.
Yes.
If you want to get a palette, you have to get an Aether Beauty palette.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know about Aether?
Only through you.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, no one has done clean eyeshadows as well as they do.
Okay.
I think she just put out Crystal Gemstone number 2. I haven't taken a real look at it, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be all you need.
Okay. Well, look at how she's back and better than ever. Get your Rose Quartz Crystal there it Gemstone is. Palette.
That's I mean, what I'm talking about.
That's my peachy pink,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. That is my favorite fucking eyeshadow palette I've ever owned.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot.
I'm going to pre-order it.
And it's expensive, but again, her brand, yeah. Every single person gets a fair trade wage. Okay. And everything's made here. The mica is grown in a lab, so children aren't enslaved. It's dark.
And we like that.
And I
not
trust
that
her.
We like that she's doing that. Yes. We don't like that people are.
I trust her with my life like I would Michaela. Like, Tyla Abbott is my favorite beauty brand. Like, right. Aether is fantastic.
I'm going to pre-order the Crystal Quartz palette.
You got to get it. I think it would be perfect for everything we're trying to do here.
Great.
You could do your smoky wing with it.
Oh, yeah.
She also has a great cheek palette that would work for eyeshadow looks. Edwin has done pink eyes with mine. But I want you to get a liquid cheek like Michaela did.
I like that for my dry.
Ilia Color Haze.
Okay.
Is essentially the Glossier Cloud Paint, but clean version. And they have mauves, they have peat, they have the colors that we were just seeing on all these people.
Kind of, I never know what color blush to wear.
Yeah.
That's a real thing for me.
Well, I think you need a mauve or a peach, or if you're going wild, both.
Okay. Wow, this cheek tint looks great.
Yeah. The Ilia?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I like the applicator.
If you want, I've heard, do you like lip gloss?
Yeah.
My Celeste said that the Kosas glosses are the bomb.
Okay.
I like the Ilia products.
This Color Haze is multi-use. It's
lip
and
cheek. There you go.
I love a multi-use.
Of course you love a multi-use. So I believe between Ilia, Kosas, and Aether, you could get everything you need.
Okay.
Oh, and then maybe that Versed mood lighting, luminizing glow drops. This is going to be a project.
It's a project.
I don't want to overwhelm you.
Well, I'm going to throw everything else away.
By the way, Aether, use code NANCH.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for your palette. It'll give you 10% off, maybe 15% off.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I got. Let me see some of these other, if I did save any other videos for you here. Something of note to watch.
Look at that.
I love that she's in a bikini. Like,
I know.
Ma'am.
She's
on a gown.
I know. She's so beautiful. Anyway, I just recently.
I love that like a wing is really in. I love that a wing is really in.
But they're all subtle wings. They're not a black wing.
Yeah.
That blue, vintage
the
Mrs.
Charcoal.
Maisley. Yeah. They're fanned out.
Yeah.
Brown, a charcoal. So we got to update our shit.
I have to update it. I'm going to throw all my makeup away. I can't until the new stuff comes, but I'm going to throw it all away.
I'm excited for your journey. Oh, one more thing I wanted to mention. Because you were at the White Elephant.
Yeah.
And you were at the Patreon party.
Yeah.
Where I did a quiz for Who Knows Jackie the Best.
Yeah.
The winner, there were two winners, one of which was my Patreon honey, Elise.
Yeah.
She won the entire set of the Clover by Cloven Hollow makeup.
Yes.
I haven't used it, but I trust Cloven Hollow. They're an incredible brand. They're a clean brand. They have now put out Clover by Cloven Hollow, which is their drugstore price point clean makeup. And they make concealer, mascara, lip, and it's all on Amazon. So, and I only say that because it might make it easier for some of us out there.
Listen.
They're struggling. It is all on Amazon and easy to buy. Clover by Cloven Hollow.
It's cute.
Cute stuff. Even the packaging is sustainable. I want to say it's all recycled and things. It's a really trusted, clean brand, and they have made now a drugstore price point items. And I believe they're in CVS locations, some of them, or they're in Rite Aid. Look it up before
this
you go.
This is very cute.
Yeah. So this is an option too. If we want to go a little more eco, a little more low the price a little bit, which I totally get because this is going to be an investment.
Yeah. Net plastic neutral.
Yeah. Grab a couple Clover by Cloven Hollow products.
Very cute. Very, very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elise told me that she's loving her stuff. I
did
check in.
Oh, good.
Yes. I did check in.
Perfect. Oh, and they have a little matcher on their website, so you can find your little color match. Oh, nice.
I believe they do have a good shade range.
Cute.
Cute. So, and it is again on Amazon as an option.
Yeah.
So that is also an option too. So are we happy?
You can buy
with...
it from their website direct, though, if you don't want to give Jeff Bezos' rocket program the
Jeffrey.
Money.
Jeffrey Bezos. Did you watch the Bo Burnham special?
I haven't yet.
Oh, man.
I'm very excited.
That was what I was just singing. I'll be honest. The first viewing, I was kind of like, eh. But the more I think about it and watch it over and over, I'm obsessed. And Ben literally listens to it in the car like it's a soundtrack. And now I sing the songs all day long.
Okay. I'm excited.
So
Seth
check it out.
Wants to watch it too. So
okay. Perfect. Y'all need to watch it. And then you'll understand my Jeffrey Bezos song. It's really catchy. So, Lauren, that's it. That's my presentation. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I mean... thank you. I feel like you changed my life today. Like truly, really, truly.
I mean, I'm excited.
I want to scrub my makeup off my face right now because I cannot believe how much I looked like the before of that woman. Like that shocked me to my core. I think it took years off my life. Like I look exactly
isn't
like
that
her.
Wild?
It's crazy, but it's true. I'm just doing what I...
Same. What we I didn't have done. Michaela when we were young to formulate our hand.
And we got like... the medium with which we got all of our makeup looks
is dead. A flat piece of paper.
It's dead. Journalism is dead. So, of course, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't. Do I get a Cosmo?
I know. Do I got to go pick up a damn People at the mall? I mean, shit. So, we don't have magazines. Now we have TikTok.
We have Michaela.
We have Katie Jane Hughes.
We have Michaela and Katie.
Katie Jane Hughes.
I love her.
But her technique.
Yeah. I mean,
she
she's
is an artist.
Queen.
She paints her entire face with a little brush.
Yeah.
Like an artist, like a painter. And it's incredible.
Watching her do her brows, I'm like, oh, I'm never going to be as good as her of doing those tiny little flick strokes.
She's but you don't have to. You have real hair.
Yeah. I have some patchiness I got to fill in over there, but
she has little eyebrows, which I relate to.
And she like
and she
literally
draws
them
on. But y'all have the similar coloring and your eyeballs are the same color and your hair. Like she is to me the person you need.
Should I become a redhead? Maybe I'll become a redhead.
I mean, why not?
I kind of think why not.
Yeah. I think at this point.
Watch me start working a ton as soon as I dye my hair red. I would love it.
You never know.
I'd love it.
And just like that, honey.
And just
sort of like when I got rid of my bangs, I never booked another job.
Weird.
Yeah.
Also pandemic.
But my forehead, look at it. It needs to be out.
It's great forehead.
You know, why not?
You need, the world deserves.
The world deserves my forehead.
It does.
Lauren, I'm so excited for your journey.
Thanks, friend. I love you. I really appreciate that you did a full presentation for me.
I learned a lot. And I know the honeys did too.
Yeah. I hope they did. I wonder, like, you got to get the honeys to be, all upload their, like, peach eye looks.
Yes. But it's all about that primer.
We need a primer.
We need a
gripping primer.
Oh, I did have that somewhere here. I want to say Ilia has a primer.
Okay.
Let me see if I made that note here.
Man, because I can't be powdering. I usually don't, but when it's hot, I don't know what else to do. But at my gripping primer.
It's some one of the brands I mentioned, either Kosas or Ilia, has a primer.
Okay.
Oh, no. Ilia has a setting mist.
Oh, okay.
Ilia has a setting mist. That's what it was. Primers, we're going to have to hunt.
We'll hunt. We can find it.
Honey's,
we're resourceful.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're not super concerned about clean, green, etc., get that Elf Jelly Pop one.
Yeah, why not?
Because Michaela loves it, and it's the price is right.
The price is right. And if I'm going to Target to get my Verse drops, I might as
well. Might as well grab it.
I will. Maybe I'll go to Target Pasadena on my way home.
Lauren's face just lit up. Ready for her
I'm
new journey.
I'm scared of the Delta variant, but I want to go into a Target.
Yeah, well, keep the mask on.
You'll be fine. I'll do two.
I'll end with a story, and the Patreon honeys have heard this. During the pandemic, I went to Target. I had to return something that I did buy online.
Mm-hmm.
It was Spanx for my wedding dress. And I had to go into the store. And while I was there, I hadn't been in a Target in a very long time. So I walked around a little bit, and it was very emotional. And I was alone in an aisle, and I farted. And it was a bad, smelly fart. And I just remember being like, well, thank God no one's around. I turn around. There is a woman standing right behind me waiting to go where I'm standing. And literally all I can think of is, oh, no. Obviously, it was me.
Yeah.
Will her mask protect her from my stink? It wouldn't because I could smell it. And we made eye contact. And I could tell in her mind, oh, my God, I'm... walking into this person's fart, and my eyes looked at her, and we both knew, and I kept walking and left.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It was humanity. It was like These are the things you miss out on being stuck in your house.
Walking into someone's fart.
And I felt horrible. The only reason I even let it rip so freely was because nobody...
Listen, honestly, like, I would have been so overjoyed to be walking through a Target. I would have been like, I'm just happy to even be smelling another person's fart. Right. I might have been.
I literally went to Joanne's and sobbed.
Oh, Jackie.
No, because this was during the high. Because I was just like, this is what I miss in life.
Yeah.
Is perusing a store.
Just looking at stuff.
Even today. I went to Target today. Yeah. My nephew and my niece are going to be here any minute. I was like, I got to get them some beach stuff.
Cute.
And I just was like, this is my joy. I'm a white lady. I love to go to Target and look around and touch things and go, oh, that would be cute in my house. And look at the price.
And 90% of the time I'm talking to my sister on the phone and she's also in a Target.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. This is my bread and butter, honey.
Same.
Lauren.
I love you, friend. Thank you.
I love you.
So
do you have anything you would like to tell us? Follow you?
Plugging? Well, I haven't had tons to plug.
Yeah.
I've been asking people if they... are able to donate to their local food banks. Yes. I love the LA food bank. So that's what I'll say. Like if you have $1, $5 to spare, donate to the LA food bank. If you can set up a reoccurring donation, it helps the food bank so much because they know what they have coming. So like a $5 monthly donation is better than a one-time $60 donation. Yeah. So
We love. What a fab message.
Thanks.
But we also do want you to TikTok about your masks.
I'll TikTok about my masks.
Okay, done.
Follow Masking for Trouble on TikTok.
Okay, by that URL. Okay, well, Lauren, thank you for returning yet again to Nashville.
I love it. I'll come anytime.
Okay. Maybe provide a photo for the Nashville.com.
I think we can swing that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start shopping today.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see that after photo, honey.
I know I should take a before today because it's so similar to that girl's.
So I didn't even know that was going to happen. I don't want you to think I like... You know, entrapped you or something.
No, I can't. You didn't know I was going to come with my makeup done and look exactly like the before photo.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
We're on a journey.
Everybody remember, Nashby.com is the source. Check it out. Every click helps the show. And don't forget, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget, cream your neck and keep your French trash, Lauren. You do cream your neck, I'm assuming.
Always.
Yes. Of course. Why would I even bother asking?